foot just don't go jumping people on horseback, even if they do outnumber them. Goblin said, Gleep! And then he said something else. The swarm of brown men became surrounded by a fog of insects. They should have shot us down with arrows. Otto and Hagop chose what I considered the stupider course. They charged. Their momentum carried them through the mob. My choice seemed the wiser. The others agreed. We just turned away and trotted ahead of the brown guys, leaving them to goblins' mercies. My beast stumbled. Master horseman that I am, I promptly fell off. Before I could get to my feet, the brown guys were all around me, trying to lay hands on. But Goblin was on the job. I don't know what he did, but it worked. After they knocked me around a little, leaving me a fine crop of bruises, they decided to keep after those who had had sense enough to stay on their horses. Otto and Hagop thundered past, making a rear attack. I staggered to my feet, looked for my mount. He was 100 yards away, looking at me in a bemused sort of way. I limped toward him. Those little guys had some kind of petty magic of their own going, and no sense at all. They just kept on. They dropped like flies, but when they outnumber you 12-1, you got to worry about more than just a favorable kill ratio. I did not see it well, busy as I was, and when I did manage to drag my abused flesh aboard my animal's back, the whole brouhaha had swept out of sight down a narrow, shallow valley. I have no idea how, but somehow I managed to get disoriented, or something. When I got organized and started after my bunch, I could not find them, though I never got much chance to look. Fate intervened in the form of 5 little brown guys on horses that would have been amusing if they hadn't been waving swords and lances and rushing at me with intent to be obnoxious. On another day, I might have stayed 40 yards ahead and plinked at them with my bow. But I wasn't in the mood. I just wanted to be left alone and to get back together with the others. I galloped off, up and down and around a few hills, and I lost them easily. But in the process, I lost myself. During all the fun, the sky clouded over. It started to drizzle, just to make me that much more enchanted with my chosen way of life. I set out to find the road, hoping I would find traces of my companions there. I topped a hill and spied that damned crow-surrounded figure that had been haunting me since the Temple of Traveler's Repose. It was striding along in the distance, directly away from me. I forgot about the others. I kicked my mount into a gallop. The figure paused and looked back. I felt the weight of its stare, but did not slow. I would unravel this mystery now. I charged down a shallow hill, leapt a wash in which muddy water gurgled. The figure was out of sight for a moment, up the other side. When I reached the crest, there was nothing to be seen but a few random crows circling no particular point. I used language that would have distressed my mother immensely. I did not slow, but continued my career till I reached the approximate point where I had seen the thing last. I reined in, swung down, began stomping around looking for a sign. A mighty tracker, me. But, moist as the ground was already, there had to be traces, unless I was crazy and seeing things. I found traces, sure enough, and I felt the continued pressure of that stare. But I did not see the thing I sought.